The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I'm so proud of these fellas for coming in and being with me for Boat Smart today. Our friends from Key Marine Center, Georgetown Technical College. We've got Stefan Schmidt here, Bill Kidwell. Welcome, guys. Happy Hello. Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy after day Thanksgiving stuff. Yeah, all that.
All
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I'm still stuffed.
I see, that's how I feel. I'm feeling a little slow motion today.
I took it easy yesterday, so I didn't
Did
eat
you?
Too much. Yeah.
Good for you.
I went straight for the cheesecake.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. your definition of taking it easy. Straight for the dessert.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Okay.
Turtle you can pie. Do that. You can do that.
Okay. That's all right. Did you have a turkey sandwich yet?
Yeah. We didn't have leftovers. We ate at somebody else's house out of my brother-in-law. So no leftovers for us, which is okay.
No, you have to insist on a take-home plate.
Yeah. Maybe we'll stop by there or something.
You should. Yeah. You got to have that yeah. turkey sandwich. I mean, yeah. it's just not right.
You're right about that.
Seriously. It's yeah. just not Thanksgiving without it.
No. All right. You talked me into it.
How about you, Bill?
Well, my son came over and he cooked chicken, his world famous chicken breasts, and
okay.
we didn't have turkey at all.
Well, okay, I'm not going to comment on that at all.
No.
I'm going to keep my humble opinion to myself.
Yeah, I wonder, do people
really
cook
good.
Different things at Thanksgiving, and do you cook different things at Christmas? I like ham for Christmas.
That's what
spiral ham,
we were talking yesterday. It was funny. Yesterday was when Jess came in. I think you've met Jess
yeah.
before, who co-hosted. We had no guests yesterday, so it was two hours of just talking live.
Yeah,
and some
of
it was, I thought, interesting, and some of it was just abysmal. They were really bad jokes.
Oh, well, got to have a good bad joker once in a while.
We had quite a few yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's gotten to be all about the sides, too.
That's know? Right. Mm. That's right. So we were talking about, what are the traditions of Thanksgiving? What do you do, don't do? But we were talking about turkey and ham at Thanksgiving, and the consensus between me and Jess was it's turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
So
honey ham, yum.
Honey hams, yeah, those are good too. So but it's funny because some people say, oh no, I would never serve blah 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 with that, or and then you have certain side dishes that are in the family for years that nobody likes.
I wonder if boaters, if a lot of fishermen do fish for Thanksgiving.
Well, you think about that, you think they would.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've heard of that.
Well, I know people do oyster stuffing.
Yeah.
And I've heard about people doing shrimp scampi as a side, things like that.
It's all good stuff.
Hey, food is food.
You know, y'all can tell we're not prepared for today's show. We're just talking about anything today. So.
I love it. Well, let's get down to business. So why don't you tell us about Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida,
we
our
are
sponsor.
How's that? Yes, we're sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check them out there for their Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, Cox diesel engines, and MerCruiser product. They have all that on their website as well. You can check them out on Facebook also, and they have their specials on there. Bill, you got some specials going on. Let's go ahead and talk about that and let them know about all the things you got going on.
Yeah, these are pretty
for
good.
For the end of the year. So.
Yep, it's still going on. We have that customer appreciation discount, which is 20% off the labor. From now, until December 19th is the last day. Any work orders submitted before then, you know, we'll honor them when we come back after the break. We'll be back January 5th, and we've got a lot of big jobs going on. People are taking advantage of that. I think I mentioned last week where just the two approvals I had gotten before I came and was on the show added up to $1,000 savings on those two tickets. So it does help, and we do that because we really do appreciate all of our customers. And we're over there providing that service that's so greatly needed on way over there close to Perdido, you know. So there's no other OEM shops over there. And so we are Yamaha, Suzuki, and Mercury, and Cox Diesel Outboard dealership over there. Also, there's the three major dealers are Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki. They're all running incentives right now to repower your boat, with Yamaha offering free extended warranty, which gives up to 7 years of warranty on their biggest outboard, which is significant, and that's a value of $7,700.
Wow.
And, you know, I think, it tiers down from there. But still, I mean, like on a 250, I believe it's like $2,500 value. Mm-hmm. So they've got that going on, I believe, until December 8th or something. I'm just going off memory. But the sooner you get there, the sooner the better. Mercury's running incentive with 2 years extra gold warranty there. So extended warranty there for free. And I believe $150 incentive to help off the front end of the price of the motor. Mm-hmm. And then Suzuki, they're doing, well, they have a 5 year warranty to begin with. The other two are 3 year regular factory warranty. And so the 5 year factory warranty, plus if you're taking a two stroke motor off the market, you're going to get quite an incentive to do so through Suzuki. And it's kind of an unwritten thing, and we have to treat each one. Last one we did, $2,200 off the price of the motor, 200 Suzuki. So we've got that going on.
And you can't sell your two-stroke for that kind of money. So, you know, so it's a good way to get your two-stroke off of your boat and put a four-stroke on it. There's no way you could go out into the market today and sell that motor for that kind of money. So that's a great deal.
It is. And you're going to definitely be cutting your cost of operation in half, usually, or even more with the cost of the fuel and cost of two-stroke oil. Last time I checked, they don't give that stuff away.
No, they don't. It's everything, you know, as far as oils and stuff are higher now. But, yeah, you're right about that. It's expensive to put two-stroke oil on your two-stroke, especially the OEM, which we always recommend anyway.
But we're definitely going to try and fix your older product if that's the way you want to go. We're not just focused on just repower. But if we see that it's in your best interest from a cost of operation standpoint or whatever it's going to take to repair it, and for the long haul, we're going to recommend that repower. Oh, and by the way, we do estimates on repowers for free. We have them, people bringing them in all the time. I believe we have four, maybe five repowers going on right now. Finished two of them up last week, and some, you know, repowering not just the motor, but all the rigging in the boat and all that. And a lot of times the people are wanting to, you know, do other things, get everything working in the boat, all the pumps and all that too, especially with our 20% off labor. It really helps. Mm-hmm.
That makes a big difference. We're talking with our friends from Key Marine Center and Georgetown Technical College. This is Boat Smart. This is your chance to take advantage of the experts here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. All you got to do is text in a question, 850-437-1620. And this is the time, I would think, to bring your boats in for maintenance checks, for repair, if you are going to replace your engine. This would be
right
the good
now
time to
is
do it.
Because a lot of people aren't thinking about their boats right now. Right now is a great time to think about your boat. Get it out of your backyard or your driveway.
Right.
Get it over to Key Marine. And while you're doing other things for the holidays, you know, get your boat over there and get it serviced, get it repowered, fix the little things maybe that you are having issues with in your boat right now, all the things that you didn't get taken care of over the summer. Because when we get into the season, your boat may be in a shop for quite a bit of time because things get busy.
Right, of course.
So right now is the perfect time to do that. So when you're talking about repowers, are there different levels of repowers? I know you talk about accessories and things like that, but can people just replace the engine, or do you recommend replacing engine controls? How do you decide what you want to do in a repower of a boat? Let's say it's just a Yamaha outboard, and they're taking a older Yamaha off and they're putting a new one on. And what do you recommend as far as the repower goes?
Well, we always recommend completely updating the controls and the gauge package there, getting everybody on that command link deal, which is, you know, the way the Yamaha motors communicate. But, you know, if you're staying with the same manufacturer and people, you know, they're kind of tight on money a little bit, sometimes we can reuse their control, which is the control handle that shifts it and throttles it. And sometimes we can reuse their gauges if need be. But we're really, if you're going to hang a new motor on there, you're really, you know, waking that boat up and giving it a new lease on life. And so it's just for that little bit of extra, or even if it's a little bit more than a little extra, it's always worth it to get the new style gauges and the control handle, because once you do that, the power part of the boat is completely caught up.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, I think, is to add all that new stuff to it, because it makes you feel like you got a brand new boat at mm-hmm. that point, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. So when you're repowering, Bill, talk a little bit about the prop. How do you guys handle propping of the boat? Because sometimes people upgrade in horsepower also when they repower, right? Or they go from a two-stroke to a four-stroke. There's probably some math and stuff you got to do with that type of situation. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, propping the boat out is definitely a very important part of the repower process. We have a bunch of props in stock, and usually with our experience, you know, with me having almost 45 years experience in that range and all, I kind of know by looking at the boat and all, without even doing a whole lot of math, what pitch prop is probably going to be okay with it. So that's the one we'll put on there. When we go to the water, we'll have a pitch below that and above that. And that's how we talk as far as propping in pitch. That way, if it's not turning the amount of RPM it's supposed to, we have it right there. We'll just throw it back on the trailer, change the prop, relaunch it, and take it for another sea trial.
Yeah, propping is one of the most important things when you put a motor on a boat, is to make sure it's in the right RPM range when it's running at wide open throttle. So that way it operates correctly through all RPM ranges.
Thank you for explaining that, because I had no idea what you were talking about.
So the prop
about.
Is the propeller.
So I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I'm following
and,
you.
And
yeah.
In our field, sometimes I'll call it the wheel. Mm-hmm. Okay, what wheel are you turning? You know, right. That kind of thing. And if your RPMs are not correct, you're sacrificing not only performance, but fuel economy and the way the boat handles. So that is very, very important to make sure that part is correct. Probably one of the most important things.
Interesting.
When you put a new motor on, the height of the motor, mm-hmm. how far it is on the transom, okay? But also the prop and type of prop that you put on the boat, right, Bill?
Yep, that's definitely the case. And a lot of people think that the propeller comes with the motor, and they don't, because, you know, the manufacturer.
It doesn't?
No, you
no.
That's why
Meg,
said
you know
that.
When you buy a car, you don't get wheels on your car, do you?
Yes, I do.
Right. But, you know, these motors go on different style hulls and mm-hmm. all, and every hull has a different performance aspect, for lack of a better term, I guess, mm-hmm. About it. And so that's why we have to do that. And just like he said, it can make or break the performance of the motor. And you can actually hurt a motor by, you know, if the RPM range not being correct. So the different pitches put mm-hmm. different loads on that motor. And you want the motor to be able to come up to the top of its RPM range. Every motor has a range at the top end. Usually the four strokes are in the 6,000 RPM range. And you want a prop to the top. That's what we say. Mm-hmm. And that's why that's a very important part of it. As long with the height, like Stefan says, and all that. Usually we'll put the motor at the same height the old one was at, if it has one on there. Some right. of them come up with nothing there, and we just have to gauge it just from experience and mm-hmm. all. And we do that too. If we don't feel the height is correct, we'll bring it back to the shop, unbolt it from the transom, move it to where we want it, and take it back to the water again.
Wow, sure, okay.
There's a lot to that.
I'm fascinated, because these are all things I clearly don't know. This is why they're the experts.
Back in the day, when I worked at different dealerships, the dealership, let's say I'm a Cape Horn dealer, I mm-hmm. work, okay? The Cape Horn boats, it didn't matter. You could put a Suzuki, Yamaha, Mercury, Johnson, Evinrude, whatever on the boat. The customer got to choose.
Right.
And back in those days, we also, the boats, if they don't come pre-rigged from the factory, we have to do the R&D. We have to do the research or the QC, make sure everything works correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That means putting the engine on there, checking the propping, all that whenever you rig out a boat. We also, they didn't come with gauges. The only thing they would sometimes come with is a steering. That's it. And you put gauges in, control boxes, electronics, all that kind of stuff in the boat. So we had to really do a lot of thinking, mm-hmm. calculations and stuff, because you didn't want to go to the water and the boat didn't perform right and have to go all the way back to the shop and figure all this stuff out. So you had to do a lot of calculations and stuff before you did that. You also had to do a lot of record keeping, because if you do rig one out, the good idea to keep the records of that other boat. But now the manufacturers kind of do that for you when they come rigged. But when you do a repower, it is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like that things have things got, is it easier now than it was, or is it more complicated in some ways?
To a certain extent, it's a little bit easier, unless, like Bill says, you get a boat that you really don't know what, you know, if they're, maybe if you're going to two-stroke, to four-stroke, different horsepower, that kind of stuff, it does change is where you still have to do that math, you know.
So if you're thinking about switching out that motor, you have a question, 850-437-1620.
It's best to have the expert do that, you know.
So, sounds like
yeah,
it, because I'd be in trouble.
It really is, because like Bill said, the damage can be done in not necessarily a long-term period, but a short-term period if your engine isn't running correctly at wide open throttle. I bought my boat, and I did a test run on it. With the salesperson, right?
Oh, okay.
And we put it in the water. We ran it up the intercoastal, and I said to him, we're changing the prop on this thing, because it wasn't right. They were trying to sell it to me with a different prop on it. And salespeople they like to do that, because they can get a good deal on a lesser prop. And I'm just telling you the truth. That's why they're not, when you take it to Key Marine, you don't have to worry about the salesperson. They are the salesperson. Mm-hmm. They're making sure you're right. But when you go to a dealership, it's a battle between sales and service and rigging, right? The salesmen are trying to get stuff cheaper. They're putting different things on the boat that you don't really want on there. So it's a little battle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to me that we put the boat in the water and did a test run. Immediately I said, we got to change this prop. And we did. And you know, they did. They had to change it. And I didn't agree on paying for it either.
Okay.
And I wanted it where the boat to be correct. And that's what we did. So to make sure that prop was right. Because long term, you know, that was going to cost me money, the customer, because it wasn't propped out correctly.
But you had the expertise to know that, which makes me feel sorry for somebody that's buying their first boat and doesn't know all these things.
I like being sneaky sometimes. I'll go do a pre-buyers or something for somebody, you know, and nobody has any, they may not have any idea who I am. And these people were trying to sell something to one of my friends.
Right.
And I'm starting to ask questions. They finally look at me and go, what do you do for a living? You know?
They didn't realize that they had a 40-plus year vet, you know, working on it, professional.
Yeah.
That was buying that boat. And so the salesman, like he said, was, oh, it'll be okay sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Salesmen will do that, you know.
Yeah,
I've seen them sell big boats on small trailers to save money.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and I'm going, this boat is not going to work on this trailer.
Right.
Right.
You know.
It's what they had in stock.
Yeah, they'll do it, you know. So anyway, hey, let's give something away. So it's kind of a giving time. Do you want me to go with my trivia question today?
Yeah, why don't you?
And what are you going to give away?
Yeah, we're going to give away, I believe it's a Mercury visor and like one of those Yamaha chamois cloths, a cleaning cloth, and a power pole bag, you know, tote bag.
Yep.
Okay.
And you have to got the Key Marine pick that up.
All right.
And so this is a question that you had to be listening last week.
Oh, boy.
So if you listened to the show last week, you should have took notes, because you're my students out there. You got to take notes, right?
Yes.
So I talked about a game that we played at the end of the day on Thursday where we did some prizes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that game? It's related to Christmas, but it was for Thanksgiving. So last week we did a game, okay? We played it on Thursday for our What Did You Learn session, okay?
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that game?
Okay.
So you had to listen to last week's show.
Okay. And if you hadn't listened to last week's show, it is on the
92.3.com. Yeah, it is.
You have to 92.3. Go to the podcast page, go to Physical Expert Panel, go to Bo Smart last week, and you'll find the answer.
What was the name of the game we played last week? It is related to a Christmas game that people play.
Okay.
I thought I was given the hard one.
Yeah, you guys are tough with these trivia questions.
Well, you know, you got to work hard for what you get.
All right. 850-437-1620. Name the game that we talked about last week.
That I played with my students.
During What Did You Learn?
Yep.
Okay.
It's related to Thanksgiving. I'll give them that.
It is related to Thanksgiving. Okay. 850-437-1620. We'll see what kind of texts we get in on this one.
Bill wasn't planning on being here today, but he texted me this morning and said, hey, I'll be there today. And then I already had the trivia question in my head.
I see.
So here we are.
All right.
Trivia question. So I go back to school on Monday. I've been off all week. I know you hate me for that, Meg.
I do.
You know.
I do. I'm just be honest about that. And
yeah. I like working. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
But I am going back. We'll be back for about 3 weeks. But I'm going to be busy.
Have you been out on the water now this last week?
No, just the last Sunday, a week ago, tomorrow. Last Sunday I went out.
Because we had some beautiful weather, but one day I came across the bridge and the water was
like glass. Talk about that last week. I did not talk about that. Last week we went out on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you something. The dolphin were crazy.
You posted it on your Facebook.
Yes,
I saw that.
And I need to throw that one video up on the other channel, the Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade channel. It's on my other channels. I'm a busy person on YouTube. I don't get any likes or hits or anything
Steven
like that.
Spielberg.
But, you know, I'm not going to get rich on YouTube. But I enjoy it. And some people enjoy it.
He's got cameras in the studio
I got running three cameras today for fun, you know. Yeah. And I'm having a good time with that. But the porpoise is the dolphin. We're chasing the boat and doing flips for us and stuff like that. And we enjoyed a sunny afternoon in November, clear water, watching dolphin chasing our boat. And I got some tremendous video on that. And I'll slide that video over to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade on YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. You got to see that video. It was awesome.
So we had a good time to the propeller?
They swim under the boat. They go all around the boat. I mean, they just had a good time. And, you know, I've never really – do you ever hear anybody hitting dolphin?
No, but
they
I'll tell you –
They seem to know where to stay out of trouble. They seem to know.
I think they do.
They do. A long time ago, my wife and I, we were over there close to the beach, and the dolphin were all around the boat. And one of them came right up to the back. The water was so clear. Mm-hmm. And it had its nose about 2 to 3 feet right behind the prop.
Oh,
and
my
she's
gosh.
Like, oh. Watch out, he's gonna hit it. And I was like, there's no way that dolphin's gonna hit that propeller.
I don't think so.
They're amazing. They're just amazing.
We got any texts? We got any winners?
No,
yet?
We haven't gotten any.
But
now you have to remember, people are eating turkey, watching football.
Okay.
So this is one of the probably what I would call a slower text day.
Slower text day.
Yes.
You want to give up on that?
Hey,
we got one?
Oh, wait. Someone just came in. Kazoo? Says kazoo?
Nope, not
kazoo. Okay,
nope, wasn't it?
Okay,
good one though.
Good guess.
All right. So, what game do we play last Thursday? It was related. It's kind of for a Christmas game, but we turned it into a Thanksgiving game that people play at Christmas time during big groups of people, and there's presents involved.
Yeah. Hey, I've got something to add about what Steph.
Just think of a present giving game
that
your family plays.
Yes.
Usually played during Christmas.
Correct.
It's real close to that.
This is easy, guys. You're overthinking if you're not getting this one. 850-437-1620.
But the thing I wanted to add earlier, Stefan, you had asked Stefan about, is it the time of year to get your boat worked on and all that, or even repowered with all the incentives going on and all. Hey, all you ladies out there that your husband has got everything, including a boat, that's a good idea. So he doesn't have to pay for it. Get him in there, get it serviced, or even get him a new motor. They definitely love that.
That's a great idea.
Okay, I've got one that's really close. Secret Santa.
It was Secret Santa, but there was something else other than a Santa Claus.
Oh, I think we should
related
give it to the
Secret Santa.
Yeah, I do, because we're almost out of time.
All right. So,
because this is the same person
like
that said,
Santa.
They guess kazoo, white elephant, Secret Santa. They're really trying.
Dirty turkey.
We're
going to give it to the Secret Santa.
Dirty turkey. Yep. Okay,
right.
Secret Santa.
Thank you for that.
I will text you on what you need to do. Well, actually, you just need to go over to Key Marine. Why don't you give that address again?
Right.
To pick up your prize.
5621 Bower Road. Or you can call us and tell us you're coming at 850-492-0487.
Okay, and if you would do this for me, if you would text me your name and your email, and then I can give it to the fellas so they have it when you come pick up your prize.
Yep.
Always thankful for our listeners. Always thankful for the text and calls that we get. We appreciate that so much. Thank you very much.
Well, it's going to be a good day today. It's looking gorgeous.
It is. Some football this afternoon, some football tomorrow. Excited about that. I'm not excited about my team, but I'm excited about everybody else's team.
Hang the Christmas lights.
So.
It's making me laugh. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I'm so glad y'all came in today. I really appreciate you. Boat Smart is on every Friday at this time. And again, we can always have questions and answers from these guys because they are the experts. Thanks to Key Marine for sponsoring us. Thank you to Georgetown Technical College. Our Marine Services instructor is here. Yeah. And we couldn't do this show without the both of you.
We'll be back next week.
All right. Have a great weekend. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back shortly with Risky Friday.